is Bumper to Bumper, the car show. Drive in anxious and cruise out confident with the best automotive info for your vehicle. And now your host, Matt Allen.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, the KTAR car guy, here with you every single Saturday at 11 to help you with your car. And no matter what it is, what's going on with your car, we can help you. Nothing's off limits. You've got a question. Maybe you got that extended warranty. What does it cover? Is it worth buying? You got to the shop and you got that, you know, the proverbial list. I got the list. Now what do I do with it? Is it worth fixing my car? And, of course, there's always the debate over oil changes. I'm going to talk a little bit about that because, man, I'm just seeing a lot going on. And it's that the consequences of the delayed or the extended or deferred oil service, we're starting to see in these engines that have mileage. And I have a couple examples of those. But 602-277-5827, that's how you call. And that's how you get to direct what we're going to talk about on the show. Because I'm going to talk about something. And then maybe we'll get a caller in early. And we're going to go whichever direction you want to go. Body work, dent fix, whatever it is you want to talk about, you need with your car. If you don't have a problem today, you're bound to have one someday. And again, the whole purpose of this show is to bring you into your comfort zone, if you will, when you're going into the repair shop. Now, if you need a shop, we'd love to help you find one. But we just want to talk and make it comfortable for you when you're there and understand about asking questions and such. So had a guest in last week, so I didn't get to talk too much about the excitement that we had. So a week ago Friday, we did some moving around of some equipment and stuff. And lo and behold, we had a crane lift up a shed. I think I mentioned this last week. And bam, five little kittens. Well, we put them off to the side, put them away. And mama, we put them back for mama. And mama's a feral cat probably in the neighborhood. Never came back. She came around. We caught her on camera coming around, but she didn't do anything with the kittens. So Mr. Car Guy got to wear his veterinarian hat this morning. So between the kids and my wife and I, we've been up bottle feeding kittens all week.
So you took them home.
Yeah, we took them home. And they're just little guys.
Yeah.
But it's challenging, Matt. And I'm out of breath. I came ripping in here this morning and got caught up in spending 45 minutes getting cats to feed out of the bottle. So that was kind of...
Are you going to keep any of them?
I think bigger story, but yeah, my daughter wants one. My sister wants two. John, the technician at Import Car Specialist, where we found him, he lost his cat, so he wants one. We've kind of all named them all. We got Micro, he's the smallest one, and Smokey, and...
Once you name them, you own them.
Yeah, and then Gertrude and Frank, I think.
Gertrude
or Gertie. I think one of those is the patron saint of cats, maybe St. Francis or Franco. So that's why
fantastic.
I came up with Frank. But anyway, I have seen a lot of failures lately related to oil. We made a big shift in both of my shops with our oil choices that we've been using. We shifted to Liqui-Moly brand oil. People say, what's Liqui-Moly? So all Valvoline or Pennzoil. Those are the big ones for sure. But you go to Europe, you don't see a Valvoline sign.
Oh.
You don't see a Pennzoil sign. You see Liqui-Moly or Total or Quartz Energy or one of those. So those are the European brands. And so we chose to go with the European brand of oil. We'd service a lot of European cars, obviously, both at Import Car Specialist and Virginia Auto Service. But they also have an American and an Asian oils as well. And I am telling you, if you've got a newer car and you're going to keep it, they're expensive now. I mean, my sisters went out and bought a used $35,000 car. You know, that's 3 years old. Certain manufacturers are telling you, you can go 10 and 12,000 miles or once a year. But I'm telling you, it is a bad idea. We've got two BMWs at the shop this week getting timing chains. We look at the service history on those cars, and they're getting oil changes 10 and 12,000 miles. It just doesn't work. It may work if you get a new car every 5 years or 4 years.
Still.
But this, some of these cars that we're working on, they should not have the repairs that they're having.
And that's not a cheap fix.
No, it's several thousand dollars.
Oh, ooh.
And it's, yeah, in some of the recalls, like, you know, General Motors, I'll be vague, for example.
Sure.
They had a problem years ago with timing chains. Well, they had a couple recalls. Well, the recalls, all it was it reprogrammed the computer to tell you to change the oil more frequent.
Wow.
So then I think there's some quality control issues post-COVID, and we're maybe seeing some of those because, you know, we were hot into COVID, mid-23 maybe?
I'm going to guess something like that,
22. Sure. But some of those, when we had quality control issues, supply chain issues,
right?
Those parts made their way to the 2022, 2023 cars, maybe 2024. And depending on when you got your 2024, you're 2.5, almost 3 years old, maybe, depending on how you're counting the months or when the manufactured is. So we're starting to see some of these things. But I'm telling you, the engines they need to get warm for emissions. They have to get hot fast. So they've got thin oil. They need to have low resistance. They've got low tension piston rings. So not only do we need to keep the oil serviced regularly, but they're consuming oil in between services, just naturally. And I think it's Fiat says it's okay to burn a quart of oil. Don't hold my feet to the fire, but I want to say 700 miles under, quote, spirited driving.
Wow.
Now,
that's scary.
Yeah, it's really sketchy. So now they call spirited driving anything over 3,000 RPMs. I got to tell you, I don't think I've driven a car and ever been under 3,000 RPMs. I might have saw 7,000 this morning. I don't know. But right. But there's such low tolerances. And I can even talk briefly about a Kia that we've been having a problem with before we go to break here real quick. We're talking small millimeters of arteries, if you will, where oil has to pass through. Sure. And I started thinking about this last night. We're having a problem with this oil supply issue on a car. And what we think we found or verified is that oil tube, if you will, that's cast into the block, that thing's only a millimeter and a half or 2 millimeters. So now I'm starting to think, okay, I always have my medical analogies.
Right.
That's like artery disease.
Hardening arteries,
that oil gets in there, and then it sits after you shut off when there's no flow, and it bakes. So now what we do, it's like calcium or fat or whatever's in your arteries that clogs them up.
Right.
And now you're restricting oil. And we're talking micro tolerances. So, man, there's just no room. So I'm even more a believer now and proponent for putting in additive to clean before you do your oil change. We can talk about that, but man, the phones blew up. We got Rick, we got Michael, Bob, Laura, and Reese. And we're going to take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to Bumper Radio.
Arizona, when it's time for a new ride, there's only one name you need to know. Tim Hovick's Santan Ford. Big trucks, bold SUVs, hybrids, electric, all in stock, all ready to roll. At Tim Hovick's Santan Ford, you're not guessing on price. You're getting competitive deals, a massive selection, and a team that actually makes it easy. Upgrade the family ride or step into a truck that gets real work done. Either way, you're doing it with Tim Hovick. At Tim Hovick's Santan Ford, Val Vista and the 202 in Gilbert, or shop anytime at santanford.com. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hey, it's Brandon Stapley from Stapley's Garage in Mesa. When it comes to auto repair, we know you've got a lot of options. But if you're looking for top-notch service and a team that truly cares, Stapley's Garage is the place to be. We've been serving the East Valley for generations, keeping our community on the road with honest, reliable repairs. Conveniently located just north of the US 60 on Gilbert Road. Schedule your appointment anytime at stapleysgarage.com. We'll take great care of you, I promise.
Finding a shop you can trust for car repairs isn't easy, especially for transmissions. Hi, I'm Trey Briggs, owner of Automatic Transmission Exchange. Family owned since 1968, our mission simple. Diagnose and repair your transmission right the first time. Service, repair, or replacement, we've got you covered with experience, expertise, honesty, and an excellent warranty program you can count on. For peace of mind, check our reviews at autotransexchange.com. Automatic Transmission Exchange, trusted since 1968.
Hi, I'm Josh Dana, owner of Dana Bros Automotive and Diesel Service. Our family has served our customers, providing legendary, fair, honest service here in the Valley since the early 50s. Dana Brothers Automotive and Diesel is continuing the tradition by servicing all makes and models of cars and trucks, and we specialize in Cummins, Duramax, and Powerstroke diesels. However, we enjoy working on all vehicles. Our goal is simple: provide quality service at a fair price and guarantee your satisfaction. Check us out at danabros.com.
Alrighty, welcome back to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, your KTR car guy, and we're back from a quick break. And I didn't listen to the music, Kerry, but I was expecting some Ozzy or something, Dark Side of the Moon.
So last week we played Rat.
Right.
Which you weren't sure about until we got, you mentioned at some point Dawkins or Duncan.
Rocking with Dawkins.
That's what we just played.
I was expecting some Dark Side of the Moon or something like that with Ozzy, with the astronauts, you know?
There you go.
Yeah, I caught you off guard, Kerry.
You got to text me these ideas, buddy.
All right, we're going to get to these phones because they blew up. Rick, Michael, Bob, Laura, and Reese, we're going to get to you all. Let's start with Rick in Peoria, 2024 Hyundai Tucson. Rick, how are we doing today?
Good. How you guys doing?
Pretty darn good.
Yeah, I got 2024 Tucson hybrid all-wheel drive. And I was thinking of 2024 Tucson gas bottle. Gas would have the same kind of configuration as far as the back area. I take the panels off, and underneath there's styrofoam to put stuff in, and I'm trying to take that out, and there's a wheel well. And I was trying to think if I could get a donut, but the dealership, I think the parts guy said, well, I don't want to put a donut because it's all-wheel drive. I wasn't going to drive on it. I was just going to get to the, you know, if I have a problem. So I wasn't sure about getting a full size. It looks like it has room, but on the left side, there's these little stud bolts with threads on them, little ones holding little brackets. And I didn't know if I could cut those down.
Well, you have a hybrid, right?
Right.
Yeah. You know, are your tires run flat tires? Because, I mean, more and more cars now are just not coming with a spare tire. They just simply don't have them.
Right.
A lot of times they'll have an inflator. So your car doesn't have a spare. You know?
Right.
So does it have run flat tires? Does it have, quote, normal, what we call just normal tires? Do you know?
As far as I know, regular tires. It's got a kit with the goop stuff, but yeah. I'm old school. I like to have a like, spare. It looks like there should be room there, but I wasn't sure about those studs and even the hole that holds the bracket. There's strips of, I guess, noise canceling or vibration tape coming across. I didn't know if there's two rubber grommet things that I don't know if those are holes or I don't know what was. I didn't know if it was the same configuration as a 24. Gas, you know, and I could find out what kind of spare they had.
Yeah, I mean, the best way to do that, and the gas model may not have a spare either. I just go roll by your local Hyundai dealership. They're bound to have a used one on the lot and see if there's a difference between a 24 and a 25. But I can tell you every single piece of material that was put into that car was well thought out with millions of dollars of R&D and research done. And it's like it is for a reason. So I don't like to modify things too much. Yeah, cutting, shortening a stud maybe to make room. You know, maybe you could go by the salvage yard to see if they have a used tire wheel assembly and just see if it fits on the car or carefully take one of yours off and see if it fits. You know, but then just see if maybe it's – I'm kind of like you. I want to have my spare tire, but I've got a couple cars that don't have them. And then think about where you're traveling. Do you really need it? You know, and I think maybe they got rid of them for cost. They got rid of them for you're losing weight. So if you're not hauling around an extra 100 pounds, better to get the fuel mileage you want. So, just really consider if you need one. And then, you know, when you start modifying things and you get rattles and creaks and noises, and that stuff makes me even crazier than I already am at times. So let's see what happens and see how it works out for you. I definitely wouldn't think you'd want one just floating around in the trunk. It's got to be bolted or secured because it could be dangerous in the event of an accident if it's not properly secured. So Michael Santan Valley, 2011 Ford F-150. How's the Ford treating you today, Michael?
305,000 miles. Perfect. Woo,
good for you, man. I thought I was rolling along at 240. What's going on with it?
Hey, so I changed out. I've got the air conditioner blows full tilt all the time. So, of course, me being the guy, Google research, they say it could be the relay, the blower relay, or the blower motor itself, or short.
Mm-hmm.
So I check all the fuses. I pull the relay, swap it out with a similar relay, replace the blower motor, replace the fan blower relay, and it still blows high. The last resort is in the dash behind the underneath of the screen for your GPS. There's a module there, and I'm wondering, and that's like $250 for that module. I don't want to buy it not knowing if that's actually the case. I checked. There's no shorts in the wiring. This just happened overnight.
Did you replace the blower motor resistor?
Yeah, the one that's just below the blower on the passenger side. It looks like aluminum fins. I replaced that and replaced the blower, and of course just left the blower hanging there and then put it. Turn the air conditioner on, and it still blows high.
Yeah, and I'm assuming this is a digital control system, right?
It's got the fan speed below the radio.
Well, see, this is where we have to diagnose and we have to test. Now, you know, and again, it's funny. People think, gosh, you got to go look in the book in every car. Yeah. You do. Every single thing is a process and the way that the system is controlled. So, you know, if we had that in my shop, for example, we would have a scan tool hooked up because there's going to be an HVAC or a climate control module that we can watch. And so that fan blower, so you've got the dial on the dash, which is
Not a dial.
A button. You've got a push button to go higher and lower, and then the little bar graph goes up and down, right?
Yep.
So that's sending a signal to a module, which is then interpreting that module. And then that module is either sending a power or a ground, whether on a duty cycle, meaning it's a pulsed, you know, so it could be 30% up to 70% or 100% for full volume. So we already know, like I wouldn't have put a blower motor in it because we know the blower motor is working. It's going full blast. I wouldn't have put a relay in it because we know the relay is working because it's turning on. However, I might consider a relay because the relay, when you're on high full on your blower motor, that's the highest amount of amperage flowing through there. On older cars and some cars, we've seen the relay actually weld the contacts together because it gets hot. Maybe there's a little extra draw on the blower motor, and we've seen those contacts in the relay stick. So that would be potential. But we need to know, number one, is when you go to turn the fan down, is the unit recognizing the command? Kind of like a transmission. It has to be told what to do, and then the module has to then interpret that and then send that signal to the fan. So I guess what I would be doing, if you sound capable, I would probably, I always say get the roadmap out, which is a wiring diagram when it comes to car repair. Get the roadmap out, get your wiring diagram, read the theory and operation of the system. You can probably get a daily subscription or a weekly subscription from All Data, or All Data has a consumer type version where you can get it for the VIN number for maybe for the year or 30 days. Even go to the library. I think they have it for free. So look at that, and we need to look at then when the fan is on high speed, what allows that to happen? Now, in an older car, some of your older General Motors, it would be bypasses the resistor altogether, and it just goes full from the switch right through. So that there could be something stuck there. It's just we just need to look at the system. That's really, I have no silver bullet for you. I wish I did. Man, I'd be doing the show from Tahiti on the sand with my crystal ball. But, man, we try to get close, but we got to just back up, pump the brakes a minute, and have a look at the system and how it works. So good luck with that, Michael, and let me know what happens when you get it squared away. Bob and Scottsdale, I think we can get you handled fully before the break. What's going on with your Silverado, or your GMC Sierra, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so it's my son's. He's got 195,000 miles. He's the original owner. Uh-huh. And I've done all the oil and filter changes at 5,000 miles with a high quality.
Good man.
Synthetic oil and filter.
Yep.
And, you know, I see a lot of stuff about these valves. I see these horror videos on YouTube of the valves of the GDI engines, you know. He's not having any problems, but do you think he should get, like, that walnut shell blasting done, like, for preventative maintenance? Or just if he's having no problems, just... don't worry about it.
Well, on that car, that's a great question. So, but on that particular 2014, that does not have direct injection. In 2014, the GM General Motors engine in the pickups did not have direct injection. I'm not sure when they came out with direct injection on the GM product. Somebody might correct me. I'm kind of thinking around 21 or 22 is when they had their direct injection. So, yeah, you don't want to just go taking things apart. If you have a car that's a candidate for walnut blasting, this is a thing that can be proven by your shop. Don't just buy it because they say you should do it. There has to be something to quantify that or to justify that. What we do, like on a lot of Volkswagen and Audi products we work on, to change the water pump, you have to take the intake manifold off. We can see the valves right there. That's the time to do it. Other cars, you can get a camera. You know, you get a colonoscopy for the car. We're going in with a camera. We can look at those valves and see if they actually have carbon buildup. A lot of cars are going to have it. We just know they're going to have it. But I don't want you wasting money on something that doesn't need to be done. So, but for sure, your GMC pickup does not have it. But before your shop starts talking about doing this preventative maintenance, make them show you that you have dirty carbon buildup. So thanks for the call, Bob. Laura and Reese, you're next. We've got to take a quick break. You're listening to Bumper Radio. Be right back.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. Hi, Eric Newton for Kurtz Auto Repair. Times and technology has changed, but at Kurtz, we're still the same family-owned and operated business that Kurt and Kathy Rock founded back in 1987. Now, the next generation continues that legacy. Same smiling faces that you recognize and have come to trust, providing you the honest and reliable service you can count on. Come experience quality service that time has not changed. Check us out online at mycarhurts.com.
When I was 8, I was my dad's flashlight guy. Working in that garage taught me the value of doing things right. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello. At A1 Garage Door Service, we bring that same care to your garage because it's where your day begins and memories are made. From repairs to upgrades, call A1 Garage Door Service today or schedule online at a1garage.com. We're here to make sure your garage door works like it's supposed to. Smooth, quiet, and reliable.
Many years ago, I needed to take my car into a shop for service. As a single female, I was very insecure in my ability to speak car. So I wore a fake wedding ring. I told the shop that I needed to discuss repairs with my husband and that he wanted the old parts. I spent over $1,200 that day, and I drove away feeling relieved. Months later, after I met my future husband, he found the old parts still in my trunk. I told him my story, and he told me the parts in my trunk did not fit my car. You can imagine how I felt. Hi, I'm Rayanne Hayward. Glenn and I own Good Works Auto Repair. I insisted on working with him because I never want another person to feel the way I did that day so long ago. If you want to feel confident about your car's service or repair, go to GoodWorksAutoRepair.com, where we advise, but you decide.
KTAR News. Now.
Good morning. KTAR News time is 11:30. I'm Troy Barrett. Scammers, they're always lurking, and tax season is prime time for their operation. Joe Ducey with the Better Business Bureau tells Arizona's Morning News that there has been a massive increase in money lost from scammers this year.
I looked at last year, first 3 months of last year, we had 443 complaints through the system for BBB. People lost $43,000. This year, the first 3 months, 1,900 complaints, $215,000 lost.
He says these scammers pose as IRS representatives and try to convince you to give up precious financial information over the phone. He says the IRS will never call, and if you do receive a phone call from an unknown number, just don't answer. More than a million Arizonans spent an average of 1,000 hours every year providing care for an adult loved one. That's about $27 billion worth of care, according to AARP. Now, despite their value to the healthcare system, AARP Arizona State Director Dana Marie Kennedy says that many caregivers do not feel valued.
Family caregivers often don't feel valued as much as they should. And so I think, you know, this actually highlights and lifts up the work that they do.
If you are a caregiver and you are looking for some help or just need a few hours to yourself, you can call 211 and get connected to some supportive services. Let's check traffic now from the Valley Chevy Dealers Traffic Center. We have a crash on Mesa Drive and Southern. Crash involving a bicycle, 67th Avenue, just south of Joe Max. 7th Street and north of McDowell. We do have a crash there as well. Construction this weekend, southbound State Route 51 closed between Indian School and the Mini Stack. That'll be back open 5 a.m. on Monday. Also, eastbound I-10 closed at Perryville Road until 6 o'clock this afternoon. Sunshine, some clouds, and breezy to windy conditions today. 89, your forecast time for this afternoon. Pretty much the same, but slightly cooler tomorrow with a high of 86. Currently 83 degrees in Mesa. Weather brought to you by SeeHomesFirst.com. I'm Troy Barrett on Arizona's news station, KTAR News.
Rosie on the house, every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
On the house means home improvement and repair advice is free of charge when you listen to Rosie, helping Arizona homeowners for over 30 years. That's Rosie on the house. Saturday mornings, 8 till 11 on KTAR News 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
Old world service and experience alongside new world high tech. Those are just a couple of the reasons why you should bring your Mercedes, BMW, Audi, or any other import to Import Car Specialist. Our staff has decades of knowledge and are dedicated to get your car or SUV back on the road ASAP. We're easy to find from anywhere in the valley. Check our numerous five-star reviews and make an appointment to bring your ride in at importcarspecialist.com.
If you've been hit by another driver, listen to this. Even after your car is repaired, it can lose value just because the accident shows up on Carfax. That's called diminished value, and a lot of people don't realize they may be entitled to compensation. At Orlando Auto Body, if we repair your vehicle on a third-party claim, we'll provide you with a free diminished valuation, a $450 value, absolutely free. Before you settle your claim, get the full picture. For a location near you, visit OrlandoAutoBody.com.
Hi, Spencer Doucet for H&I Automotive. H is for honesty and I is for integrity. It's the only option. We've built our business on those two principles since 2009. We're thankful to our customers and our employees for helping us grow to three locations serving our customers in the East Valley. Check us out on Main Street in Mesa, Higley Road in Gilbert, and on Ocotillo in Queen Creek. Three locations, same principle. For more information, go to hndiautomotive.com.
Blackwell Automotive, 40th Street and Greenway in North Phoenix. I could tell you about our shop, but here's what our guests have to say about us.
Top-notch professionals, great communication, a caring mannerism, and a comfortable, clean environment.
Best auto repair company I've ever dealt with. Very honest, they do great work and communicate well. Overall, it's a pleasure to work with them.
I've never met anybody more knowledgeable and, most importantly, more honest about repair work on vehicles than Aaron.
Experience the Blackwell Automotive difference. 40th Street and Greenway in North Phoenix.
Cars, trucks, minivans, SUVs. You're covered bumper to bumper on KTAR News.
All All right. Hey, welcome back to Bumper to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, the KTAR car guy, here with you every Saturday at 11. And, you know, just listening to that last commercial during break with Blackwell reading their customer reviews, I can relate to that. You know, sometimes every single day I check my reviews. And I can tell you what, as a small business owner, it is so satisfying, especially, I mean, I've been there 31 years at Virginia Auto Service. And I read these reviews that people take the time to write. And it's so satisfying to get the affirmation or confirmation of what we're doing and our efforts are reflected in the reviews when they're making personal names to the service advisors. And like you heard in the Blackwell commercial. And so it's super satisfying. So I would encourage you, when you go to your repair shop and they've done a good job, get on Google and write them a review. Because as I read those and listen to that Blackwell commercial and go look at the reviews of other Bumper to Bumper radio shops, it makes it easy for me to stand here and comfortably refer you to bumpertobumperradio.com. So check out the reviews at my shop. Check out the reviews at any of the shops. But give them – small business is tough. I mean, we most of us started off as mechanics or technicians or whatever you want to call it, and now we became business people. But it's those reviews that really hit home and remind you why we're doing what we're doing. So if you can give your shop a good review, I encourage you to do so. And if you can't, call them and let them know. Work through it. Reasonable people can come to reasonable conclusions, and we can get things fixed up. So Laura and Reese, I'm getting you guys taken care of, you gals taken care of, or whichever it is right now, I don't know. But Laura and Mesa, 2001 Honda Civic. What's going on today, Laura?
Hi, it's a CRV.
Oh, yeah, CRV.
2001 CRV mm-hmm. with 240,000 miles on it.
Ooh, look at you.
I've owned it for about 150,000 miles.
Okay.
I had the valves adjusted.
Okay.
They were able to adjust three of the valves to within spec, and one of them, they said they can't adjust it to within spec. So they told me, it's a lost cause, replace the engine. And what else could I do?
Time out.
Put a new head on it?
No. Hit the brakes. Pump the brakes here a little bit. What was the occasion that caused you to visit the shop where they wanted to adjust the valves?
Well, because it was sounding like a diesel. It was sounding real clacky. I hadn't had the valves adjusted in a very long time. I don't even remember when I had them adjusted.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, okay, this is probably something I need to do.
Right.
So it was me. It was my thought. Now I have some serious lifter tick, but that's another issue, I believe.
Yeah, but see, your car, if it has lifters, it doesn't have adjustable valves. So we're getting a little bit of, mixing of terms there. So you went in and actually asked them for a valve adjustment.
Yes, I did.
And did they say anything else about the rest of the car, the bottom of the engine, or did they have any feedback as to what your noise is, or did you tell them, for example, like if you came to my shop and you're standing across the counter and said, I want a valve adjustment, we'd be having a whole long conversation about how did that come in, because most people don't come in asking for a valve adjustment. I would be wanting to know the why behind the ask. So did they acknowledge that there was a noise, and that has that noise now subsided some with the adjustment of the valves, or what was their commentary regarding the noise in relation to the valve adjustment?
They didn't say anything. They said, yes, there's a noise. We'll do a valve adjustment.
Okay. I think you need to find a different shop. Is that your...
I 100% agree with you.
Is that your regular place?
Well, no, it's not my regular place. My regular person couldn't do the valve adjustment, and so he said, go to this place. Which I didn't go to the place where he told me to, because the new place was recommended by a couple of people, sure, and it's really close to my house.
I got you. It makes sense. Totally makes sense. This is definitely a second opinion thing. Now, I'll tell you, there's plenty of places close to you. Lee Weatherby over at Acura Automotive, he started his career in Honda. So Acura Automotive over in Mesa might be a good shop for you. There's three or four... Mesa Auto Works, we were for good guys all everybody on our list is a good person in Mesa. I think you want to go in, have a start from scratch with a new conversation. They might have to lift that valve. I don't know why they couldn't. So it sounds to me like the valves were loose. And that's normal. And they're going to clack a little bit. And so we want to tighten those up and get them adjusted properly. Let's make sure they did the valve adjustment right. Or let's just get a reevaluation there, because that's a big jump. Now, if you do, in fact, they can't adjust the valves, maybe the seat is worn, or I'm not sure, because there's a lot of adjustment on those screws. I've done plenty of them myself. So it's definitely time for a second opinion. And then the thing is, what was it, 280 or something like that on the mileage? 280,000, 240?
240.
So this is where it gets into the danger zone for the shop. Like, right. So if we put a cylinder head on the car, what's going on with the bottom end? But if you've been super diligent about your oil change and you've been really good about it, I would have liked to know, too, when they had the valve cover off, what did the inside of the engine look like? Did we have sludge buildup, or was it just have a little amber color oil on it and everything looked good? That's going to all factor in to the recommended repair, because worst thing we want to do is do a quote a valve job on your car, and then we have a bottom end problem. But right. I can also comfortably say the only time we see a Honda engine blow up on the bottom end, especially that 2001, is when it's been neglected. They just don't fail. So you need the more totality of the whole job to make the recommendation. So it's kind of a coin toss there to, I mean, maybe the easy way is new engine. You know, that's like put a starter, alternator, battery, and all new cables, and you're guaranteed that, you know, that it's going to work, right? So if we get a whole new engine, you know, then you know, we covered all our bases. So, you know, then you start to get into the territory of the value of the car. But if you've taken good care of it and you like it, there's nothing wrong with spending more than the value of the car on, you know, on the repair. So check out bumpertobumperradio.com. Call and talk to a couple of those guys. Let them know what you have going on. Find out what it would cost to have them do a reevaluation. And in the meantime, maybe it's worth calling the other shop, get your notepad ready, and said, guys, I'm considering doing this, but tell me more. Oh, boy, they got kittens on the TV. Squirrel, kittens on the TV getting fed here for help foster in need. Oh, my goodness. If you missed the beginning, I was feeding kittens this morning with a bottle. But tell them, let me get back on track here. Get to this, call the shop and ask them to tell you more about that. Why can't we adjust the valves? What happened? Were they tight? Were they loose? What cylinders? Do you recall the overall condition of inside the engine? Was there anything in there going on? So that's going to be your best bet, Laura, and I would love to have some feedback after you've made those additional consults or whatever it is you're going to do. And Reese, you are so patient. Reese in Scottsdale with your 2024 RAV4, you are first up. Then we've got Derek, John, and Kevin after that. So thanks for listening, guys. We're going to be right back after a real quick break.
Hey, it's Brandon Stapley. For years, our family has built a reputation in the East Valley you can trust. That's why our Chandler shop, formerly Desert Car Care of Chandler, now proudly carries our name, Stapley Car Care. Nothing's changed but the sign. You'll still get the same award-winning service, trusted technicians, and customer care that made the shop a Chandler favorite. If you have already been visiting us, thank you. Or it's your first time, we invite you to come see why our name stands behind every repair. Check us out at stapleycarcare.com.
Long lines for oil changes were slowing down my business until I found Oil Buddy. The experts on the team are fast, friendly, and reliable, and they get my fleet on the road without the wait. I'm Tate from Exact Construction and Restoration, and thanks to Oil Buddy, my vehicles stay serviced and ready to respond to emergencies. Skip the hassle and experience Arizona's best drive-through 10-minute oil change, perfect for fleets and families. Visit Oil Buddy at Country Club in Guadalupe in Mesa, or check them out at oilbuddy.net.
Are you stressed about what to do after a car accident or injury? Hi, Al Lundeen for AZ Mobile Chiropractic. We're Arizona's favorite solution for mobile chiropractic services. We make it easy to get personalized, professional treatment that comes to you at your home or business with licensed therapists. We work with your legal and health care practitioners quickly to get you back to pre-accident status. Start your recovery today. Check us out at azmobilechiro.com. That's azmobilechiro.com.
Hi. This is Jamison Hunter. I'm the East Valley Manager for Bulwark Pest Control here in the Valley. As a family-run company, we pride ourselves on taking care of our customers, and with an army of technicians running daily, our fleet vehicles rack up the miles and wear. So about 4 years ago, we got tired of the constant runaround and lack of follow-up from our previous fleet maintenance relationships. We were contacted by Lee Weatherby and his team at Accurate Automotive. The difference was night and day. They always communicate the status of our vehicles and get us back on the road safely and in a timely manner, which is crucial for our day-to-day operations. They even work seamlessly with our fleet leasing company. They treat us like family, and above all else, they are impeccably honest. I now take my personal vehicle there as well. We've never been happier. If you're looking to make a change for the better for your company or your family, go check out Accurate Automotive at accurateautomotive.com today.
Ronnie James Dio to bring you back.
Here we go. Dio. All righty. Welcome back to Bumper Radio. And as I promise, we're going to skip the business end of this incoming from the break, and we're going to get right to Reese. Reese has been on hold 32 minutes and 45 seconds.
God bless.
And Reese, thank you for your patience. What can we do to help you?
Hey there. You have a lot of patience, too, with cats. I had to take care of six of them once. I was building a new house, and the drywaller said there's scratching going on in the window or in the doors. And so we dug it out. We didn't know what it was. And it was all these little kittens.
Oh, my gosh. Well, at least it wasn't a raccoon or something, right?
Right, exactly. But the hard part was, you know, the feeding all the time. But then you got to make them go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. You got to get the warm water and stimulate them, like mom's licking them, and the toothbrush around that bottom side. And, yeah, it's
nonstop.
It's crazy, but it's kind of fun.
There goes lunch.
There goes, it's tiring, you know.
Sure.
I was trying to alternate the kids, took them to their apartment, and then they get sleep deprived and crazy, and then they get them to the house, and my wife is up at 5 a.m. and 1 a.m., and then she did duty this morning. I did duty before the show this morning, and we're trying to keep these little guys going. We want to
keep them now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And what's funny is my wife, being from Mexico and, you know, grew up and lived there all of her life until whatever age. You know, most of the cats down there are all feral and everything, you know. Now she's like, didn't really want anything to do with the cat, but now here she is, like, you know, the pediatrician bottle feeding the kittens. So there we go. I digress. But Reese, what's going on with the RAV4?
We got our daughter a 2024 RAV4 for college, and then
good choice.
Her and my wife, yeah, couldn't go wrong. We were just lucky to get one. They drove it all the way to Maine. She drove it around a couple hundred miles. They said, go burn some gas, break it in a little bit. So I said, when you get there, take it to Toyota and get the oil changed. So she goes to take it in. They wouldn't change the oil because it didn't have 10,000 miles yet. So they said, well, you got to come back after a year. So
how many miles are on? Let me interrupt you 1 second. How many miles are currently on the car?
Just under 5,000.
Okay, I got you. No problem.
It just sits in her parking lot in school.
Yeah, okay. No worries.
So anyway, it was a year, and I go take it in, get the oil change, and they didn't want to do it. They just talked her out of it. They said it doesn't have enough miles. So anyway, long story short, I had her go to an oil shop and change it.
Mm-hmm.
But you were talking about oil additives. Since that car never starts, and we've got some older cars that never start, what oil additive do you believe in? So when you're starting these things up after sitting 2-3 weeks, that it's not metal on metal.
I would go to probably a Napa store was going to be her best bet. And you can look this up online. You could probably order on Amazon and just have it drop shipped to her and she could put it in. So I want to address a couple. Okay, so the oil was changed. And probably the reason Toyota didn't do it, Is it a free oil change that comes with the car?
Yes.
Okay, that's why.
Yeah.
So they're going to suggest 10,000 miles. Bad news. So Liqui-Moly, L-I-Q-U-I, Moly, M-O-L-Y. They have a treatment called, there's one called Ceratec, and there's one called MOS2 anti-friction. Since that car is so new, I would put the bottle of Ceratec in there. It's only 300 milliliters, maybe 500 milliliters, so it's not a large quantity. So I wouldn't even be concerned about overfilling the oil. If it, you know, they took it, she took it to the oil change shop and got the oil change in there. That's what I would get. I'd probably do the Ceratec. And look at the Liqui-Moly website. And we have a chart at the shop. We use that at Import Car Specialists. It's a German product, but it's good for everything. And what that's, the Ceratec is actually putting a, there's a, I don't know what it is, the good juju juice or whatever you want to call it, the magic is the material that actually bonds to the metal and lowers the friction. And that's a product, I think if you look in their suggested chart, that's like a 20 or 30,000 miles you use that one. So put it in now, and then after they change the oil next time, then maybe you go with the MOS2 anti-friction. That those would be the ones I'd be looking at on that car. There's a motor oil saver, but it doesn't need that. The motor oil saver is more for cars that are burning oil, and you're not going to be concerned about it. You want anti-friction stuff. You want anti-wear properties in there. And then there's another one that they call Viscous Plus, but you don't need that. That's for a little bit higher mileage cars that have Vanos, or that's what BMW calls their Vanos, or their Valvetronic, or Honda calls it, oh gosh, I forgot what Honda calls it. Brain fart here. VTEC, Honda's VTEC.
Okay.
So, that's for that when you get into the higher mileage. So check out those two Liqui-Moly products, and I think you're going to find one. Yeah, and just order one for her, have it shipped straight to her, and then she can just easily add that to the car, I'm sure, or maybe take it by the local gas station there and have them pour that in for her, and I think that'll be good. So good choice on the car, too, and good idea. Just keep it in at 5,000. Then when it hits 10, then take it to Toyota and let them do the freebie for you. So good job there. And hey, we skipped over some business before we get to that because Reese was so patient. I didn't want to do my Shady Rays shout out. So just another one. They upped the ante though. Last week I said 30%, guys. Now it's 40%. So if you want to stop in for some sunglasses, it's sunny outside. It is sunny. It's bright. You're going to want to be doing your activities or maybe even escaping up north already or whatever it is you do. Get your Shady Rays. Mention you saw they've got the pre-summer sale, 40%. Go check them out at Kierland Commons. Probably get it online, too, in the store. Tell them the guys from Bumper to Bumper Radio sent you. So
the sale goes through the 15th.
All right. Sale through the 15th. All right. Be cool. Get your Shady Rays. Derek gets an award, too. Derek, 30 minutes on this 2013 Hyundai Azura. What's going on, Derek, with the Hyundai?
Sure. Three quick questions for you.
Oh, I lost you.
Effect when to get the oil change. That's one question. Thoughts on your mileage intervals for conventional versus synthetic? Basically, synthetic worth it? And is it okay to go to one of those quick lube oil change places? Those were my questions.
Okay, I did not hear you at all for the first question.
First question, do the external temperatures in Phoenix summers affect when to get the oil changed?
I wouldn't say that the ambient temperature affects it, but I guess it does because the car does get hotter. All the cars are going to heat up to 218 or 214 or 205 or whatever it's called for, but they definitely get a little bit more abuse. And the other thing, and gosh, we've got to get Jason from Lab 1 in here. I just keep getting to call him. But the other thing that we have in the oil in Arizona, we have a lot of dust in the air, a lot of silicate. And those microfibers are bits. They enter the engine, and they end up entering through the air filter, but they still get into the oil, and they can affect the oil life. So not so much on the oil, but you're definitely going to get some abuse. You know, it's going to get harder a little bit. So that was the first question. And then I think you talked about, your phone cut out, the difference, is it worth it between synthetic and conventional? Is that right?
Yeah, and your thought process is on the mileage interval to change it if it's synthetic. How what's safe? I've heard everything from 5,000 to 20,000.
Yeah, I would never do 20. I would never do 10. I would now Honda. You've got Hyundai. I'd look in the owner's manual on that one and see what it says. It might, you know, some of them are weird. Like Honda was always a 7,500-mile oil change, and that was way back before they even ever suggested using synthetic oil in anything. They would go 7,500, clean, good, very efficient engine, built really well, but most people still did them about 3,000 miles. Your car, 2014, I don't know what the spec is on that. I'm going to suspect it's only calling for a conventional oil. But if it's got a zero weight, it's going to be a synthetic. And if your car calls for synthetic, you have to use synthetic. I can't remember. I wish Tim was here. You know, 15 years ago, I think it was, not that long ago. Every bit of 10 years ago, we quit using conventional oil altogether, and we only use synthetic and everything. And my last bit on that, and we can talk about oil changes next week again, too, or anytime. My last bit on that is when there was the option, when people were going before, you know, it was only the high-end cars, your Corvette or your Porsche, sure, or whatever, yeah, that came with synthetics. Now almost everything is coming with a synthetic. Right. And I would always preach, I don't want you to use synthetic oil to extend your drain interval necessary. I want you to use synthetic oil to have the protection, because it's that extra little bit of lubrication, or the extra little bit if you find yourself in an overheat situation or anything like that. Then that's when you want that synthetic to kick in.
Yeah, repairs are not cheap anymore,
no,
guys.
I hope that answered your question. John, we're going to get to you real quick. I hope. Kevin, don't hang up. I'll take you off the air. And John, if we can't finish, we'll finish after the show. I'll put you back on hold. But Kevin in Scottsdale, Toyota Avalon, what's going on?
This is John, yes. I've got a 1998 Toyota Avalon, bought it new.
Oh, wow.
And I've changed the oil religiously every all the filters and everything every 5,000 miles. I've got 278,009 miles on the car.
That's why.
It's great, great. But my problem is I've changed the EGR valve 1, 2, 3. This will be the fourth time I've changed it in the last 6 years.
Oh.
It's an easy job. I mean, that little... thing there, just one screw.
Why are we replacing it? Is the valve itself failing, or are you getting a flow fault code or something like that?
I'm getting a check engine light, and when I go to have it checked, that's what comes up.
Well, but do you know what the code itself actually says? There's no code that says bad EGR valve.
No, and you're right, and I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Code, let me see here. I'm sorry, I don't...
I'll tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold because we got to wrap it up, but I'm going to finish the phone call with you off the air, and I'm going to talk to also get Kevin off the air. But it's important to remember the code doesn't tell you the wrong with the car. The code tells you the neighborhood to go start looking. On your car, I'm going to suspect we have a flow issue from exhaust carbon buildup in the EGR system. We're out of here, guys. Thanks for listening. Great phone calls this week. Great engagement. We really enjoy it. That's what makes me enjoy coming back every week.